It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
It might seem far away.
But Michigan's presidential primary is in all likelihood a little more than a year away.
And you might find this slightly nauseating, but the campaigns are already ramping up, especially on the Republican side.
Rand Paul has a presence in Michigan.
He does, as does Ted Cruz.
And a lot of the old John Engler team could certainly coalesce around Jeb Bush if he officially jumps in.
And then there is this question swirling about might Rick Snyder run?
Might he run?
Might he appear on the 2016 Michigan Republican primary ballot?
And that particular question is driving a lot of the machinations surrounding the Michigan primary.
It is, specifically when it will be. And will it even be a primary? Now, we're speculating here, but the Cruz and Paul campaigns might, in fact, want a caucus.
The caucuses typically work in favor of the more conservative candidates. Their supporters more likely to get out and spend a day working a caucus.
Right. Now, the primary, that's seen as a better bet for a more mainstream player.
A Bush or even a Snyder, because every eligible voter is eligible to participate in a primary.
Mm-hmm. Now, this timing question, though, that is all about relevance.
Relevance.
Where to put Michigan on the calendar so it can have the most impact on who the nominee is, and the conventional wisdom, earlier is better.
That's why Iowa and New Hampshire fiercely protect their first-in-the-nation status.
So, Michigan Republicans got to figure out what they're going to do.
And that is a bit of business left over from the legislature's lame duck session last year.
Right. See, right now, Michigan's February primary date, it's out of compliance with Republican National Committee rules. It's scheduled too early, too close to Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. It's even scheduled ahead of Florida. If that's not changed, Michigan could see sanctions like having a number of its convention votes stripped.
And that's not such a bad thing if you are one of the candidates who does not expect to do that well in Michigan. But if you are, or your first loyalty is to Michigan and the Midwest, there is an option being discussed.
I'm super. Thanks for asking.
A regional Midwestern super primary.
Super primary.
8, 10, maybe even a dozen states, among them Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana, Illinois.
Ohio, being dubbed the Big Ten primary, probably on March 15th of 2016. That is, if it happens.
Right. And it would complement and compete with the Southern States primary, that one being dubbed the SEC primary.
The Big Ten primary would be the second half of a double whammy.
Right. First, the SEC primary would be on March 1st. It would winnow down the field.
And with hundreds of delegates at stake, the Big Ten primary wraps up the nomination 2 weeks later. But we should point out, Zoe, we are far ahead of current events here.
Right. Republicans in Lansing can't come to a consensus on when it should be, or whether it should be a winner-takes-all-the-delegates election, or if they should be apportioned. Now, meantime, the Michigan Republican Party wanted this wrapped up last year.
And what I am hearing is still, even now in Lansing, Republicans in the legislature in no hurry at all.
Now, here's the thing. The Republican Party, they don't have to wait on the legislature. They could be like Michigan Democrats and set a delegate selection process that isn't determined by state law. That would be a caucus or a convention.
But that's a nightmare scenario for the state Republican establishment. Recent Michigan GOP conventions have been just crazy. The Wild West, fractious, unpredictable. We would see the same possibly, if we went the caucus or convention route.
Right. But what if, how about, Michigan decided to take a chance, maybe to go later in the calendar, bet that it will be a race that drags out, and then maybe Michigan suddenly becomes a kingmaker?
Well, sure. All these primary maneuvers, they're guesswork.
Right, they're bets.
Success in politics relies on predicting human behavior, which can be very unpredictable.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.